From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Miami-Dade school leaders say they are concerned about the measles outbreak spreading across the country. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says vaccinations work and the district is tracking whether students get the required shots. WLRN's John O'Connor has this story.
Alberto Carvalho says 98% of Miami-Dade students have been vaccinated or are getting the shots now. State law requires all students are vaccinated unless they have a medical or religious exemption.
We've seen recently what the outbreak of measles in Arizona can do to a community. That cannot be the case in Miami. So we are diligent in ensuring that our children are appropriately immunized prior to beginning their school year.
That includes 1,200 students new to the district this year, many escaping dangerous communities in Central America. Carvalho says students should also get a flu vaccine. State health data shows more than 95% of 7th grade public and private school students in Broward, Miami-Dade, Monroe, and Palm Beach counties last year were vaccinated. The rates were slightly lower for kindergarten students. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
Applications are open for the Knight Arts Challenge. The challenge provides funds from the Knight Foundation for arts projects that work to bring the community together. When the challenge began back in 2008, the foundation had one big community meeting to tell the public about it. But over the past 4 years, the foundation's been hosting a series of meetings in various communities in South Florida. Dennis Scholl is the foundation's vice president of arts. He says these meetings lead to better applications.
We get more varied requests. We get artistic disciplines that are unique sometimes to those neighborhoods. So it's important to be able to go and reach out to every neighborhood in South Florida and invite people to come and ask questions and hopefully leave thinking that they're going to give us their best idea.
And there's a community meeting being held tonight at 7 at the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center in Miami. Remember, you can listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio now. Just search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.